Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you are blessed, well, and in perfect health and spirits. This morning, I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing. If I speak with human ecstasy, I'm sorry, the scripture reading twice. I'll start all over again. I apologize. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I am nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak with God's power of his word, revealing all his mystery and making everything plain as day, and if I jump and say, I'm sorry, I don't know why this Bible app is doing this morning. Hold on one moment. Let me refresh it because I'm reading from the Bible app and it's jumping all over the place. Okay, sit down, devil. This word is powerful. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, so I can understand it. And it's kind of long, so I don't want to hold you all. So let me try it again. 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sin of others, don't reveal when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Fired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incomplete will be canceled. When I was an infant at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like any infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist, but it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly just as he knows us. But for now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of these three is love. Today it is my prayer that you would take hold of this scripture and just let it consume your life like never before. Everything that we are living for is right here in this scripture. Everything that God desires for us is right here in this scripture. If we don't hear nothing else, this scripture is the blueprint of our lives. So I pray that you would take hold of this scripture and let it burn in your heart. Let it consume you like never before. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Father God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for waking us up today and breathing life into us, Lord God. Lord God, today I thank you for your love that's never ending, your love that is above and behind all things, Lord God. Teach us, Lord God, that nothing we do is complete in you without love. because of your ultimate love and your ultimate sacrifice. And we were created in your image. That is what you're calling us to do and who you're calling us to be. The greatest of these is love. I pray, Lord God, that this week as we close out this last month of October, that we free ourselves from bondage of anything that's holding us back from love. Lord God, let us see you in all things. See you in everything that has happened in our lives so that we can walk in the good and take the good from it and be all that you called us to be. I pray that those that are listening to this call, that those who are sharing this message, those who may have a conversation with someone that needs it today, this week, would pour out love like never before so others may be free and they may walk into the freedom that you have for each and every one of your children. Father God, I just thank you for who you are in my life and what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, for this newness that you're storing up and these new gifts that you're presenting and these old gifts that you're polishing up. None of that matters, most importantly, is this love that you have inside of me. Continue to burn it. Continue to store it up. Continue to bless me. Continue, Lord God, to be the love that you are in my life. Continue, Lord God, to have your way in each and every one of our lives. I thank you, Lord God, for those that pray for my good, that continually lift me up, Lord God, for greater. I pray for my enemies, Lord God, who pray for my downfall. I pray for their hearts to be softened and they can enjoy and experience this relationship with you that's so beautiful and abundant, full of joy, full of all things that will give you a peaceful night of sleep, a peaceful day to go around and just be happy and full of joy and love. I pray for those that are needing healing right now, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them enough to speak healing over their body, to touch themselves and know that they already healed in spirit, where they can walk in the greatness of all that you have for them. Lord God, I pray for all those who are seeking you, Lord God. I pray that they would seek and find you, that their answers will be prayed, their prayers will be answered, and that you will lift them up high today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all those who are building up the strength and the muscle to go out and be spokespeople for you, to go out and walk in ministry and not being ashamed of their past or being afraid or timid. I pray that they would have a bold leap of faith inside of them where they can go out and share who you are in their lives and share hope and courage to others, to inspire others and empower others. I pray, Lord God, that this is a season of revival this last week in October, Lord God. As we really go into the purging season where the beauty of the fall is going to start fading away, I pray, Lord God, that they will grasp onto this season of becoming who you called them to be, Lord God. Lord God, I love you. I thank you. I give you all the glory and the honor. And I thank you this morning for this word, for this message, for this hope, for those that are listening, for those that are sharing, for those that are reaching out to others. I pray that they are lifted up, Lord God, like never before. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be joy. Be love. Be love. Be love. The greatest of these is love. Accept love. And that person who hurt you, it wasn't love. It was that person. Count it all joy. Have a great day.